Yippee!
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 Listen, what's the title of this thing? No title again?
Anga de lo le di ele du.
This is Dixon James, podcast number 3. Stay with me, we got some great tunes lined up, some rambling conversation, and just lots of different things you never thought you'd hear on radio, because it ain't radio, it's just me rambling away. So stick with it, we got some nice stuff, and I think you might enjoy it, you know, give it some time and get into it, and find a groove, get yourself comfortable, do like I do. I got a nice big tumbler of red wine here, and I'm just going to get into this thing, and I hope you do too. Take care.
Well, the walker runs down to the Carson Valley Plain. There lived a maiden, Darcy Farrell was her name. And the daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she. The sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the rain. Her voice was as sweet as the sugar candy. Her touch was as soft as a bed of goose down. He, as I hear, and he bought her silver rings and lacy things. She promised to wed before the snow fell that year. But her horse, he did stumble, and she did fall. Her dying touched the hearts of us one and
you like that one. That's one of my favorite groups, Matthew's Southern Comfort, and a tune called Darcy Farrell. I bought that on, had the records, and then went out and bought the British Import CD because they did just some beautiful stuff, and it fits in with the pioneer spirit we've talked a lot about on the previous podcasts. So anyway, I want to move on to maybe a final thank you, because I think we've got to get this out of the way, but it's a thank you to not Bob and Doug McKenzie, although they remind me of them, but to Bob and AJ for just giving me a little bit of a boost and a little bit of a push and a little bit of encouragement. And somehow I've just sort of got some sort of a bond with these guys. And of course, I've never met them. But I think maybe because they represent some of the pioneer spirit of this whole podcast thing. These are just a couple of guys who just got out there and did it. I don't really know why. And without, you know, without making insults or anything, I just want to say that these guys make it seem like, hey, if they can do it, anybody can do it. And I mean that in the best of ways. You know, because if they're all Adam Currys out there, the rest of us would feel, whoa, this is only for the big league, you know, the guys with lots of money, the pros out there. And that's good. That's good for Adam. And I know I've said so many things about him, and he's doing his thing, and that's good. Keep doing it, because that's who he is. And I think what I'm getting at, trying to, is that this is all about being who you are. And getting rid of the pretensions and getting rid of the bullshit and just being yourself. And my only reason for carrying on with this is that I'm going to make an effort to be who I am and try and get comfortable with that. And just hope that maybe other people out there who may be listening at one point are going to get comfortable with me too and say, hey, that's all right. Yeah, I'll listen to this guy. Because I kind of want to be liked. I think it's a character flaw, you know. I don't know where it comes from or why I need that. It's like an insecurity. But yeah, I want somebody out there to say, hey, I like this guy's taste in music. I kind of like where he's coming from. But anyway, this was a thank you to Bob and EJ for putting out your show and encouraging other people to do the same and setting the barrier low enough that anybody else can join in. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
It's very nice that you guys are getting in touch with us, and we're building relationships with people, you know, like John from Vancouver.
Right.
We're exchanging emails now.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
Nico in Argentina, who's listening to our show, and it's very, very nice. Scarborough dude, even, who I'm not convinced if he hates us.
Yeah, I'm still a bit, still a bit of a gray area for us, that whole, you know, the Scarborough thing, but maybe it's the air out there. Maybe, you know, it is Ontario.
It is Ontario.
Yeah,
yeah, he sent us a comment, and I unfortunately put it on the other computer, and I don't have it here with me, so
okay, yeah.
Maybe we'll save it for the next show. Well, actually, we actually don't have a choice, because it's not here.
Exactly.
So anyways, he left us another comment, and put your podcast up there, Scarborough Dude, if that is your real name. We want to hear it, and you know what? That's the great thing about podcasting. He's a bit worried. Are people going to like it? Are people not going to like it? You know what? Put it out there.
And find out what happens.
And I guarantee you, you'll find people who like it and people who don't like it.
Exactly. Which we've seen in the comments that we've got, actually.
We have more enemies
than friends. Yeah, some of our shows are a bit weak. We've heard that.
Sacrifice my power on the altar of your love, that it may be born again on another world. I sacrifice my power on the altar of your love, that it may be born again. In this library I could lose myself. Transports, gateways on every shelf. Dark words, bright words of ice and fire, as if an angel did descend and use the writer as a pen. For here are Avalon of the heart, Flight into Freedom, McDonald's, Lilith and Fantastis, Lewis's Paralandra. I sacrifice my power on the altar of your love, that it may be born again on another world. I sacrifice my power on the altar of your love, that it may be born again. Come, friend, Let us climb the winding flights of stairs, through the narrow door into the chamber bare. A single candle burns as we seat ourselves. Words take form in our minds and repeat themselves. My beloved and I are one. 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 I sacrifice my power on the altar of your love, that it may be born again on another world. I sacrifice my power on the altar of your love, that it may be born again. I sacrifice my power on the altar of your love. Out here on the tower, the air is cold and clear. The stars and moon are bright above us. A night wind whispers in our ears, and it loves us. And though your body wearies, in this Grand Canyon state of mind, if high stream of dreams and truth be told, and our intentions be entwined, then from these high-flung power walls, let healing grace and blessings fall over all this cracked and broken land, from northern crag to southern down, Universal Hall to Camden Town, from City Square to Village Green, from Parliament to Housing Scheme, from Iona to the Hill of Dreams. I sacrifice my power on the altar of your love, that it may be born again on another world.
Uncut is the mag I've been raving about, and I know these are not commercial propositions, these podcasts, but I think it's fair to talk about things that you like and you work well and support people, especially since I'm not paying for this music that I'm using. So I'm putting in a plug for Uncut. See it on any newsstand. It's in chapters and so on. You can find it pretty well anywhere. buy a copy. You'll love it. Great reading, really, really good articles, well written. I think it's way above Rolling Stone, and it's kind of got a good perspective too. It's a British magazine, so they have a slightly different slant on things. They cover politics, in-depth interviews with movie actors, directors, and so on, but not at the people level. This is in-depth. They really get into the nitty-gritty. Great reviews on music, CDs, books, everything. I can't recommend it enough. That is Uncut, and there goes my plug for now. Anyway, where was I? I was introducing this thing and getting all wound up, and maybe I'm all wound up because today is my birthday. And that used to be such a big deal. And here it's kind of not. In fact, it's kind of a shitty feeling. Shitty because I'm not doing anything to celebrate it. Which is okay. I've scheduled a work meeting with a couple of teachers after school, and I've got a Japanese community network meeting tonight, which is fine. I'm doing my bit, and I told myself that's what I'd do, and that's a good thing. But I also thought I'd work today because I work out of a home office, and there's another voice in my head saying, "Hey, man, it's your birthday. You don't have to work. What are you doing?" I feel really guilty about that, and I hate guilt. It just bugs the hell out of me, and it's there. I'm just riddled with the damn stuff. You wouldn't know it, because I'm also lazy, and I get away with, you know, lots, and I do very little. So the guilt, it's not effective, it's nagging, you know? And that's a real problem, because it's destructive. It's like the verb should, you know? Well, you should do this, you should do that. I use it with my kids now, and they hate it, and it makes me feel so hypocritical because I hate it too. And I was talking with my sister today, and sort of saying she wished she had pushed her kids a little harder, and I'd say, yeah, I'm pushing my kids. At the same time, we both agree we want them to have fun in their childhood. And, you know, I guess there's a balance there, and you have to mouth off like a parent to sort of say, do this, don't do this. But you don't really believe it, and you just want them to have a good, happy, enjoyable life. And yet there's another voice that says, yeah, but they can't have that unless they get a good job, and they can't get a good job unless they get a good education, and then, there's just so much crap out there, and who knows what the rules are, and what's right, and what's wrong. Anyway, that's just a little birthday rant. It hardly sounds celebratory, but I think I'll take a walk later on, and I think what I told myself was I'm allowed to keep working on my podcast today, because the podcast is actually creative, and it makes me feel really good, and I really love going through and picking out good songs and giving them to you, sharing them with you. Sorry, I'm not giving them, keep them, whatever, I don't know. I just want to share them with you. I want you to listen and enjoy it. And that said, you're probably saying, okay, Ken, let's have some. So I'll come back to this point and wish myself a happy birthday with this wonderful tune coming up now.
I'm that little lonely, little mommy. Oh, yeah.
En mi hola hola no le cae ya. Lito dire moshe rompo Akwa kone mi manje kodofo Papa mokwa kone o En mi hola hola no le cae ya. Lito dire moshe rompo Akwa kone mi And your love
amigo, o paraíso é barulho. O cotidiano do timo timbamo, modrupao foluao.
Happy birthday to Oko ti mo lara suada mi la tata oni de mi o de
Don't even know if you're going to hear this, but that was a wrap-up to number three, third podcast. I told myself I'd make three, put them together, listen to them, and then decide if I'm going to go forward or not. I keep discovering new podcasts out there, and I just think this is a fantastic thing, this whole idea of podcasting, and I know it's going to catch on and spread, and I just listened to Kobe Beef today, and I think that's a great one. This guy's really got something to say, and he does it really well. And I don't know whether it inspires me or depresses me, knowing that somebody's doing it better than I possibly can. But still, everybody out there, I mean, like this guy Terrence doing Kobe Beef, is questioning in the beginning his abilities and, you know, his style and so on. I think it's great. I think it works. And I'd like to find a successful formula for myself. I don't know what that's going to be. I thought music was a big part of it. And then there's all this shit about copyright and whose music it can play and so on. Terrence does the whole thing just by talking and playing some certain sounds in the background, maybe some stuff people have given him. But the thing is, he's got something to say. And I guess my question is, do I... And would anybody listen? And I know that's a silly note to end on, but it's where we're all coming from. It's that whole confidence thing to go forward. I really want to. I truly want to. But I want to do it. I want to do it right. I don't just mean technically. Of course, you got to get a decent sound. But you want to make something that people are really glad they listen to. You don't want to waste people's time. And that's what I'm shooting for. So anyway, this was just sort of a P.S. to add on to the end of this podcast number three. It's sort of the marker I'm using to decide what's ahead. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go out and convert all this to MP3, load it up onto my iPod, and go out for that wonderful walk back to where I started, back to that little graveyard, and listen to it and maybe make my decision there, like Trudeau's famous walk in the snow. This will be my walk on this April 27th on just a glorious spring day to reflect just a little bit more on my own future in podcasting. Will I be a listener or will I be a talker? Stay tuned.